Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming today despite your busy schedule. I'm glad to see so many of you here, and I'd like to thank you for your ongoing support. I would like to extend my deepest gratitude. Without further ado, I would like to give a presentation with regards to our first quarter financial results. With regards to the consolidated results summary, the numbers already have been announced at Kabuto Club. Revenue was down by 4.1%, and profit before income tax expense was down by -31.8%, and profit attributable to owners of the company was 7.722 billion, down by 33.2%. With regards to the financial services businesses, revenue was about the same, and for asset management business as well. For the biotechnology-related business, it looks like revenue went down somewhat. As for others, real estate is now gone. Therefore, we have been seeing a significant decline. With regards to profit before income tax expenses on an IFRS basis, for the financial services business, it went down by approximately 200 million, but it was about the same. For the asset management business, it was down by 28.5%, which was quite significant. For biotechnology-related, losses expanded to 2.46 billion, and so did the others' business. Amid such circumstances, our company has decided to go ahead with a share repurchase, which will be up to 7 million shares. The total cost of shares to be repurchased will be up to 8 billion yen. The period for the share repurchase will be from August the 3rd to September the 23rd. With regards to dividends as well as share repurchases, we are striving for about a 40% total shareholder return ratio. This is a public commitment, so this repurchase will be a part of our commitments. When you look at this period, personally, I do not think that conditions are going to deteriorate that much. However, there are some uncertain factors. For the Japanese economy, however, we are not that deeply concerned, and we also believe the U.S. will be fine, and maybe for China, it will hit the bottom. So, relatively speaking, I am on the optimistic side amid such circumstances. For the financial business, the business conditions are quite brisk right now. Moreover, we believe it's going to strengthen even more in the future. For the asset management business, likewise, we are not that concerned about the business. It was just Axelera that we were concerned about because stocks are a little bit volatile. When it goes up, it surges. When it comes down, it goes down substantially. Typically, people talk about half price point times 0.8 minus 20%. During the rice market times, when people gauged the bottom lows, they will apply the equation of half price times 0.8 minus 20%, which means a decrease of 32%. At the high end, it went up to 7,700 yen, but it's still falling. Therefore, turning it into an equity pickup company so that it won't affect our company was the measures we implemented. The support from Otsuka has been cut off, so people were concerned about the company. However, for 6 months, the relationship and support is still there. Therefore, they will continue to receive some monetary support. That is our understanding. Hence, we are not that concerned. And also, on the positive front, we have been seeing some good aspects in the bio business, which I will explain later. For each of the companies, such as SBI Biotech and We have Quark as a 100% wholly owned subsidiary, and SBI ALApromo, as well as SBI Pharma, which is in the group, and SBI ALA Hong Kong, as well as SBI ALApromo and SBI Pharma, which falls underneath, and Photonomic from Germany that we acquired. We believe it can become a profitable business now. So the loss-making businesses, if they go to market, it will contribute, or they can turn into the black. And we believe that we will start to see some good results during the course of this fiscal year or next fiscal year. That's where we are with these businesses. So we can't really anticipate that many negative factors, and that is the reason why, when looking at our share performance, we believed on a P/B ratio point of view that the stocks were cheap, and that is why we decided to do the repurchase. Next, I would like to look at the details of each segment. First is the securities-related business. The average individual stock brokerage trading value on a daily basis, on a year-to-year basis, has been falling by 27.5% in the market for the first quarter. However, for us, it went down by 22.7% for stock brokerage trading value. However, commissions are relatively high, and individuals have been quite active. Therefore, our commission income has only went down by 8.8%. So earnings-wise, this trend did not impact our business that much. And on the other end, for trading P&L, it has been quite brisk. It went up by 92.9% year-over-year. SBI Liquidity Markets and the FX business on a year-over-year basis, SBI Group saw operating income increase by 24.3% to 3.14 billion. SBI FXT went up by 51.3%. And for securities, on a J-GAAP basis, operating revenue was about flat year-over-year. Operating income, ordinary income, as well as profit attributable to owners of the company, which is net income, went up respectively. So under these circumstances, the business did well. When you compare with other major securities companies, where we compare OP here, on a year-over-year basis, we were up by 2.8%. Other online brokers saw their business go down substantially, especially picking up Monex. Their operating income went down by 78.9%. But in reality, they were loss-making because they had an extraordinary profit of 1 billion. So in reality, they were loss-making. For face-to-face brokers, Nomura went down by 40.8%, Daiwa went down by 52.6%, SMBC Nikko went down by approximately 40%. So this was generally the operating environment or the management environment of other brokers. So on a relative basis, you can say that our company did well. The number of accounts reached 3.624 million, exceeding 3.6 million now. For deposit assets, the market has been falling, so our AUM went down as well, but it stood at 9 trillion, which is overwhelmingly higher than other online securities companies. As for attaining new customers through NISA, SBI was able to acquire 870,000 accounts, which is comparable to that of Nomura, out of which 44% came from new customers who are, and about two-thirds of these new customers are beginner investors. So you could say that NISA, in acquiring new securities customers, is a product that contributed highly. This trend will not be one-off. It will be ongoing in the future. So we would like to take advantage of this so that we can increase the number of customers. Looking at the active account ratio, it's 63.7%. The average among the entire securities industry is 58.1%. So you could say that our active ratio is higher as well. For deposit assets, it has reached 442.5 billion. Share-wise, we have added ETF into the share equation from this time around. So compared to the numbers you've seen before, the numbers have went down somewhat. But our share of individual stock trading value market share was 35.7%, and individual margin trading value was 36.9%. The others portion, including major face-to-face securities companies, was going to be close to zero in share. That's the reason why I decided to add ETFs to the denominator in our calculations. So here, we show the three company total, and you could see that number of accounts and customer deposit assets have overwhelmingly surpassed that of its competitors. Going forward, here are the present-focused initiatives that we will be implementing. For securities, we would like to focus on the wholesale part of the business, in particular, IPO underwriting. The level is high, and we are overwhelmingly number one and have been number one for a while, and the number of deals have been increasing as well. In Q1, for March 2017, we have been the lead underwriter for two companies. Including these companies, we underwrote 14 companies. In addition to that, not just for individual businesses, we would like to also focus on financial institutions going forward so as to sell products. We would like to put more effort into these customers. So we have established a financial institutions department in July. With regards to products that we are going to offer, public offered active bond funds developed by SBI Bond Investment Management, as well as products that are going to be developed by the JV with C's Asset Management, which I will explain in detail later, are products that we would like to offer.
So from the second half of this year, we need to focus on another area, and of course, we are already focusing on it in the first half, but particularly in the second half, we need to focus on the defined contribution plan, and the related law is going to be revised in 2017. And so defined contribution for individuals, and we think that the demand there is very large. Already in 2001, we established SBI Benefit Systems for record-keeping system, and we developed the system on our own for DC. And also, the number of customers is increasing drastically, and with the revised law, the number will further increase. For example, 401(k) through SBI Securities, the balance of investment, as you can see in the first quarter end and the other 2015, the annual numbers are on the same level. So, this is an evidence that we will see the huge demand going forward. Other than that, the alliance with overseas financial institutions and the global diversification of the products and the global asset allocation will be also our focuses as well, will continue to be our focuses as well. So as you can see, though we have various alliances to absorb the asset management know-how or making joint ventures with them, in various ways, though we are strengthening the asset management capability of the group. The Japanese equity only or Japanese products only will achieve only limited the investment results. And there are countries which are much more advanced than the Japanese asset management. So maybe we can invest in such entities. And we need to give such advices. And that should be part of our strength. So for example, it's something that I have not covered before. The First Guardian Equities in Sri Lanka, we decided to acquire 25% of their shares. And next, PIMCO. And joint venture with PIMCO. It's called BetaIn or SBI PIMCO Japan Beta Income Fund. As an international bond active fund, we started to sell this fund. And 10.9 billion yen is the initial amount of the fund. And currently, the SBI, the initial the fund amount is already 51 billion yen. This is the sum of the asset of SBI Bond Investment Management, the asset of the SBI Group, trusting to PIMCO. And that is as of July 22nd. And here is the asset allocation joint venture with a Swiss company. And we have concluded a memorandum. And as to the real-time gold trade service, this is about the bullion, and this is with the Gold Bullion International in the U.S., and we are progressing the negotiations with them to start the joint venture. And very soon, we are going to establish joint venture with them. This Gold Bullion International, or GBI, there are many the customers, including the Royal Mint, the UBS, and Merrill Lynch. Those entities have adopted their platform, GBI's platform, because in Japan, such framework did not exist. It's just maybe the precious the metals the pricing precious metal, including gold. Rather than that, we would like to establish a firm framework. And as to the foreign equity, this year in July, a line executed simultaneous dual listing, and probably we are going to see more examples of that kind. For example, in Japan, valuation of internet company or of the biotech companies, I think, are too low. So if you are confident, maybe you can go list it at Nasdaq, and there is a possibility of us seeing more of such examples. And therefore, we are going to expand the foreign stock trading centering on the U.S. stocks. Actually, from July, we have reduced the trading commissions to the lowest level. And toward the end of August, we are going to start the stock lending service for U.S. stocks. And we have the trading of the stocks of nine different countries. And we would like to provide the stock lending service for the other eight countries' stocks as well. Following SBI FX trade, the SBI Securities is also preparing for leveraged foreign the currency recurring trade. And this is through the trust scheme of FX Clearing Trust. And SBI FX trade has already been doing, and SBI Securities will do the same. And in Hong Kong, it takes rather time, a lot of time to take the license in Hong Kong, but we established the Hong Kong entity, SBI FX, in May 2015, and we obtained the operating license in Hong Kong in July 2016. So from Hong Kong through SBI FX, we can provide liquidity to Japan. And we'd like to endeavor to establish the world's most liquid OTC market by increasing the liquidity of SBI liquidity market. And this is about Sri Lankan company, and we are planning to inject capital for 25% of the stake. And this is about the high yield, approximately 10% yield government bonds being sold to individual investors. As to SBI Japan Next, that is the only PTS operator which offers its services during both day and night. And currently, as of July 20th, there are 30 membership securities companies. And now, we would like to start the trading of Japanese government bonds using its PTS. And we are targeting at offering that service by the March 31st, 2017. Of course, it's subject to approval from relevant authorities. Depending on interest rates movements, the JGB tends to fluctuate. And in Japan, there's not the sufficient market. And the securities companies are hearing the intentions and willingness of buyers and sellers, trying to find out buyers and sellers. That's what is happening in Japan. Or the comprehensive securities, the scheme are being used for that purpose. And rather than that, both Japanese and non-Japanese individual and institutional investors should have a platform which enables them to freely execute trades. And going forward, this is going to be a very important challenge for us. As to SBI BITS, that is for better IT solutions. This is how to reduce the IT costs. 13 billion to 14 billion, the system's cost for the SBI Securities alone. So the NRI is the system's vendor for us, and we are paying so much to them. So we would like to reduce the cost, and the number of vendors is too big. And we would like to integrate the capability so that we can have more bargaining power to reduce cost. As of the end of June, we have reduced the number of vendors from 31 to 50. We are firing many people. As of the end of June, we have 209 people already, and about 71% of them are non-Japanese systems experts. So we have the experts in our team to establish, to develop new systems. And for example, within this the fiscal year, we would like to start the in-house succeeding the tool for Hyper SBI, which has been very convenient for the customers. And I would like to reduce the cost by 30%, but at least 20%. We are going to reduce the cost by in 2 years' time. And as to blockchain, the banking and securities are all working on this new technology. And we have been the first runner, and we would like to remain the first runner in that effort. And for the SBI liquidity market is now considering a derivative trading using blockchain technology. And with SBI BITS, we would like to establish the platform using blockchain technology, and it's now starting to work nicely. As to banking-related business, tomorrow the SBI's mission, the net bank, is going to announce its results. And so it increased equity in earnings of affiliates, increased 75.4% year-on-year, or to about 1.1 billion yen. And that is the SBI Holdings IFRS-based equity in earnings from SBI Sumishin Net Bank in the first quarter. And as to the deposit, so we have to look at the stock market closely because it fluctuates. But deposit is about 3.6 trillion yen level. as to the balance of housing loan as of the end of June, 2,307.9 billion yen. In terms of the cumulative total of housing loans, it exceeded 2.9 trillion as of June end. So the cumulative total and the balance are increasing. SBI Sumishin Net Bank has three loan businesses: housing loans processed directly by SBI Sumishin Net Bank, or the internet-exclusive housing loan using Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank, and the long-term fixed-rate product, Flat35. These three are in the picture. And from June, we have launched the loan application to be completed on the internet, including group credit life insurance. Now, card loan business is also growing very steadily, 117.1 billion as of the end of June. And we decreased the minimum interest rate to 1.89%. Specific purpose loans and the balance of loans increased 1.3 times year-on-year with 13.9 billion yen. Present focus initiatives to achieve further growth and stronger earning capacity. First, because of the negative interest rate, the refinancing demand for the housing loan is increasing. The average number of applications for refinancing from April to June 2015 being 1, April to June 2016 was 2.9, increased by approximately two times that of January 2016 when BOJ announced its negative interest rate policy, and this trend continues in July.
Credit card business. As soon as possible, we would like to achieve profitability of credit card business. In order to acquire members, we will revise products and introduce gold cards, and there are various promotional measures to encourage usage. From January 2016, Visa PayWay function equipped Visa Debit Cash Card was increased, and this was launched, and it is increasing steadily. As a new source of profit, acquiring business will be started. This is credit card merchant acquiring business. We would like to newly enter into this business. Our SBI AXIS, 100% owned subsidiary, settlement agency ZEUS, and we will be collaborating to increase this acquiring business. And Alibaba Group's online payment solution, Alipay. For Alipay, we would like to develop merchants. We embarked on developing merchants. As for fintech-related new technologies in the banking sector, much efforts are made, and we have conducted trials on core banking system. Regarding settlement and payment, to reduce clerical burden, blockchain technology is used for authentication, and this is done with Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank and escrow agent. This will be begun before the end of the year. And as it was announced in the newspaper the other day, within our group, we have made equity investments in Ripple, a U.S. company, and the next-generation payment platform, Ripple Connect, will be utilized for international remittance trial, which is called SORA, and this is to be done with Mizuho Financial Group to make payments between locations within Mizuho Financial Group. And under R3 Consortium, both Ripple, Mizuho, and we are members, and with other financial institutions, cross-border payments expansion is being considered. R3 Consortium has participation of over 50 of the world's leading financial institutions. Closely working with R3 Consortium without deviating from global standard, in Asia, we would like to be recognized as a global standard or use something that is recognized as a global standard for various international remittance services with various partners. Next, transaction-based loan business or transaction lending, together with our partners, especially investee companies from FinTech Fund, together with these partners, we would like to develop transaction lending, that is SMEs and sole proprietors lending, and to minimize bad credit risk. And with that, we would like to start this as a new source of revenue. We are also developing a new auto loan product, Global Mobility Service is a partner for this. And together with GMS, we are developing a new auto loan product. If there is arrears of new auto loan, it is possible to stop a vehicle remotely. Of course, when the vehicle is being driven by a driver, because it will be dangerous, it will not be remotely controlled. But with the use of these new technologies, we will make sure that the debt will be collected. Using big data analysis, fraudulent authentication and fraudulent transfers are to be detected. FinTech fund that we are investing in, one of them is Kakko, and using the service of Kakko called O-Motion, we would like to introduce spoofing prevention solution. When we look at these individual technologies, well, through FinTech funds, we have invested in 15 companies, and there are outstanding companies. And how to make the best use of these companies is a key. And this brings about the strength as a group. And in many ways, in one way or another, we are able to make use of these technologies. Then investee companies' performance will also be improved. And then it is possible to bring them public. And if they are listed, then latent profit will increase or profit will increase. As for insurance-related business, SBI insurance policies in force and direct premium written are both increasing 11.5% and 12.8% year-on-year, respectively. As for profit, it increased 12.5-fold. It started from a low starting point, so it is not very large, but the profit is before income tax is 378 million yen on an IFRS basis, and we expect that it will not be falling into loss-making situation anymore. And it took about 8 years to nurture this company, but in the ninth year, we are now able to report this performance. When we look at the combined ratio, this time it is lower once again at 81.5%. And business expense ratio has come down to 17.9%. Loss ratio has also come down to 63%. This 17.9%, how low that is, can be appreciated by comparing to Sony Insurance and Mitsui Direct. It shows that we are able to improve performance but not incurring cost. And this shows the efficiency of our business. Combined ratio, it is 81.5% at SBI Insurance, but it's over 100% at Mitsui Direct and Sezon. SBI Life Insurance has been selling new products since February 2016, and ordinary income, this is based on JGAAP, it is 1,913 million yen according to JGAAP. Solvency margin is 1 to 99.3, so it is making a steady progress. As for small amount short-term insurance, SBI SSI, which is an earthquake indemnity insurance, is also showing growth in policies in force constantly. And SBI Iki Iki SSI, which offers death insurance and medical insurance after acquisition by us, is also growing steadily. in order to achieve further growth and enhancement of profitability, we will be taking these initiatives. We would like to begin fire insurance at SBI Insurance. We are preparing towards launch in October. In fire insurance market, we would like to cause a revolution by offering low premium fire insurance. Fortunately, at SBI, we have SBI Sumishin Net Bank and Aruhi as well. This is former SBI Mortgage, where we have 10.3% equity. Through these group companies, in closer collaboration with them, and furthermore, through a brick and mortar channel, we would like to increase the number of contracts for fire insurance. Online channel and brick and mortar channels are used to enhance life insurance business as well. We are also utilizing group synergy to develop new products. As soon as possible, we would like to do group insurance. That is what I'm instructing. And then with the net bank, our group insurance will be competitively positioned and can be utilized by customers of our net bank. And more personal products, when I discuss insurance business from day one, I've always said this. And it seems that there is a stronger likelihood of being able to achieve what I have been saying. So I would like to strongly promote the insurance-related business. And with a company called Nihon Small Amount and Short-Term Insurance Company Limited, on the condition that it will be approved by the authority, we have decided to acquire this company. As of the end of March, there's policies in force of this 480,000. And premium income of fiscal 2015 is 4,612,000,000. And Harley motorcycle insurance and motorcycle insurance for everyone. And there is also home content insurance product. So people who are building houses will be buying fire insurance and will be buying home contents insurance, and therefore we are able to utilize group synergy and we will be thoroughly efficient in our sales efforts. Through the acquisition of Nihon Small Amount and Short-Term Insurance Company, our SSI business will be one of the major SSI businesses in Japan. In terms of fiscal 2015, total premium income, 7.271 billion is our income. Zenkankyo Group is number one at 12.1 billion. And Tokyo Marine Group SSI companies are reporting 7.791 billion premium income. So we have to catch up and overtake SSI companies under Tokyo Marine Group. And we are able to offer products from the first sector to the third sector in a very wide-ranging fashion. And there is a capability to introduce wider strategies. As for reinsurance, I have been discussing this from the past occasions. This will be started on a full-fledged basis now that we have acquired license from Cayman in May 2016.
For the asset management business at the end of June, the strengthening of the yen had a major negative impact. As of March 31st, it was 112.69 yen, and as of June 30th, it was 102.96 yen. So the yen strengthened by 8.6%. As a consequence, there was a negative impact coming from offshore assets. Due to the stronger yen, this was a big negative factor of minus 2.4 billion. Domestic securities had a positive impact of plus 1.5 billion. So on a net basis, the impact was minus 0.9 billion. If we didn't have this item, it would have been about the same as last year. With regards to SBI Savings Bank of South Korea, the balance of the retail performing loans increased significantly. Here we show the change in new retail credits. This is for new retail credits compared to the March quarter. Or on a year-over-year basis, is it? No, it's on a quarter-on-quarter basis. We saw an increase of 14.7%. Comparing the June quarter with the previous quarter, it's up by 1.x times, so it's been steady. So Cider is a product that charges 6.5%-13.9% in rates, and this product has been growing. We saw a positive contribution from this product. And the delinquency ratio was 13.5% for the entire loans and 7.6% for retail loans. It used to be about 51.6% in 2013 at its peak, but in 2014, 2015, and 2016, it continued to decline, reaching 13.5%. Until the year-end, we hope that the overall delinquency ratio will be less than 10%, and we are making strenuous efforts in order to achieve that goal. Amid such circumstances, for operating revenue and profit for the period, we have been steadily growing both of them, respectively. This is on a Korean won basis. The profit for the period was 21.2 billion. The Morningstar business has announced their results as well. All items were steady, and they've been able to increase their earnings seven terms in a row at the profit level. Phnom Penh Commercial Bank in Cambodia has been sold down, as mentioned, and Narumiya International, which is a manufacturer and processing and sales company of children's wear and related products, have been sold, and we've been able to collect 14 billion yen in total. So for the items that we have said we are going to sell, have all been sold. There are two more deals that we would like to take care of. And present-focused initiatives to achieve further growth and strengthen earnings capacity is shown here. For the asset management business, we have collected 30 billion for the fintech fund. So it's a matter of developing the companies to which we invested in to grow them into a larger company. And we would like to work with our financial services business in order to meet that objective. One important factor here, which is going to lead to future development, is Yokohama Bank is one of the investors, as well as Ashikaga Bank. There's over 20 regional banks, as well as Mizuho Bank, as well as SoftBank, that have been making major investments for this fund. We've been investing into a variety of areas such as blockchain, fintech, IoT, big data, payment, and other fields. We've been making investments into 16 companies already. And also, CVC, Corporate Venture Capital, is an area we're focusing on as well. We have established a private fund jointly with Nikon Corporation, which is called the Nikon SBI Innovation Fund. We'll be investing into Nikon's existing business areas, as well as in latest technologies and new service areas, and the fund size is planned to be 10 billion yen. Furthermore, we are endeavoring to expand the operational scale by promoting further fundraising in Asian countries. The other day, we've announced that we will be investing in the scale of 10 billion with ICCP from the Philippines. For Taiwan, we established a number two fund that is in the scale of 50 million. That is the target commitment amount. The number one fund commitment amount was 22.5 million, and the gross return multiple was 1.55 times, which is not that bad. Also in Korea, there are two funds, which is in the scale of 1.4 billion and 3.6 billion. The total size of private equity is 234.4 billion and also 250 billion in investment trusts, which we will be managing. Next is the biotechnology related business. SBI Biotech, due to the progress with clinical trials, it achieved profitability on a quarterly basis in first quarter fiscal 2016 due to milestone income, and it was at 364 million. For Cork Pharmaceuticals, losses were minus 2.827 billion. So it was minus 707 million, but increased substantially, you may think. This is due to the stronger yen. The yen-denominated loans converted into yen generated FX losses of approximately 900 million yen. There are clinical trials that have proceeded to phase three. And of course, these take up cost. However, a majority of this business was related to FX losses. There are two items that are in phase three in a number of countries. So, expenses are expected to increase. However, once we go through phase three, it can be commercialized. So as long as we end phase three, we will be getting a substantial milestone income. For SBI Pharmaceuticals, a loss is decreased somewhat. And for Alipromo, losses increased somewhat. However, this is related to TV commercials and promotion cost increases. So we are striving for single-year profitability this fiscal year. Next is present focused initiatives for further growth and profitability strengthening. First is SBI Biotech. For anti-ILT7 antibody, the licensing partner is MedImmune, a subsidiary of AstraZeneca. And they will initiate phase one clinical trials until September 2016. We have completed the preclinical phase, and the specified milestone payment is expected. For GNKS-356, we can gain maximum subsidies from the government of up to 200 million yen per fiscal year. This is for psoriasis, as well as systemic lupus erythematosus, or SLE. SBI 3150-9674, this is an independent development. However, we are considering out-licensing, and we believe we can be successful on that front. And also, for CDC7 inhibitor, our licensing partner is Karuna Biosciences, Inc., which is an application for cancer. The intellectual property rights is assigned to Karuna Biosciences. But associated with Karuna Biosciences, which entered into an out-license agreement with another entity, we can receive a partial milestone payment. So we are now in a position to striving for turning the business into profitability. Opzivo has been talked about quite a lot recently from Ono Pharmaceuticals. Kyoto University, Tasku Honjo, has been proposing this as a checkpoint inhibitor. He brought it to all Japanese pharmaceutical companies and has been rejected, but it went to the U.S. ultimately and then came back to Ono Pharmaceuticals. Excess immune or a shortfall of immune are reasons why you can develop a disease. If you don't have enough immune, you can develop cancer. and a lot of autoimmune diseases can be developed if you have excess. But this drug can treat these symptoms. So it's an autoimmune type of treatment. The Professor Emeritus, Mr. Arai, has taken initiative to develop such technologies. It is an extremely breakthrough area. They use case cells, especially when it comes to proprietary technologies that uses PDC, there aren't many available in the market. And they are at the state of the art when in developing this kind of drug. So I think we can see and expect some interesting developments in the future. And Opzivo by Ono has been talked about a lot these days. And for some cancer diseases, the effects have been very strong, such as melanoma. Patients who were said to be they are not going to survive have been seeing substantial improvements in their symptoms in some cases, also for lung cancer patients as well. However, for this treatment, this checkpoint inhibitor, it is not effective on some types of cancer cells. So, of course, there are still challenges outstanding. However, for PDC, because this is the control tower of the immune system, we are targeting this area for drug discovery. And we are developing our efforts on that area. Next is Quark.
So Quark has been doing initiatives which are very advanced, and already as to QPI 1002, they initiated clinical trials at 75 institutions, mainly in the US, in Canada, Germany, Brazil, and in other countries. This is with Novartis. And as to acute kidney injury, initiated clinical trials at 40 institutions, mainly in the US and Germany. And with Biocon in India, phase two and three, initiated clinical trials at 66 institutions, mainly in the US and Europe. And on June the 23rd, there was an announcement for the trial in India. And as to acute angle closure glaucoma, phase two, and completed in June 2015 for a small scale clinical trial. And around July, final results will come out. And with all of these things, the Quark has completely been qualified for NASDAQ listing. So Quark, NASDAQ, and the SBI, the pharmaceuticals listed in Japan, will be the ideal picture. And we have already started preparation, including application documents. And now, five other related business. We established SBI ALA Hong Kong, which is intermediate holding company. And we have the SBI Pharmaceuticals, Photonomic, the Sujuian Biotech, and SBI ALA Promo. And this is the structure that we are going to build within a year, 2 year and a half. And the SBI ALA Hong Kong is going to be listed. It could be at NASDAQ in the US. And in the meantime, we would like to go to Shanghai as well. And in Hong Kong, we have been engaged in dual listing, so that will be one of the options. And we are going to take this listing to the most reputable location. And using Fiber ALA, we have the pipeline for ethical pharmaceuticals and other drugs. And we have already launched one as the ALA GRIO by SBI Pharmaceuticals and GRIOLAN by Photonomic, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of the SBI Group from Germany. And the drug for treating acne. actinic keratosis, which is the one stage before the cancer. And the name is Alakea Biophotonamic. In addition, within 2016 fiscal year, we are going to submit for approval. This is for the diagnostic agent for cancer treatment, bladder cancer. And as to diagnostic agent for cancer treatment, an investigator-led trial, phase two, led by Osaka University, is also underway to cure peritoneal dissemination of gastric cancer. So basically, for most of the other cancers, it could be used as diagnostic agent for cancer, we believe. So it has already been approved for the brain, but for each item, we have to get the approval. In Berlin, there are 10 successful cases of successful surgeries using 5 ALA. But in Japan, we have to go through this very slow process, and we'd like to accelerate that the process. And the Berlin probably would be come before to get the approval for prostate cancer. And for the SBI Pharma's patents, there are other pipelines. And this is the phase two has already been completed by Saitama Medical University, and we are going to conduct a corporate trial, and that is for a drug to treat cancer chemotherapy-induced anemia. And as to a drug to treat mitochondrial diseases, an investigator-led trial phase two has already been completed. And now we are in the process of analyzing the results of the other trial at Saitama Medical University. And based on the result, we are going to move to phase three. And as to the preventing cardiac ischemia reperfusion disorder, and University of Oxford and Birmingham University Hospital in the UK jointly implement the investigator-led trial, phase two, and the application will be made to MHRA. And as to SBI Pharmaceuticals and Photonamic, we'll jointly work on PDT, photodynamic therapy for brain tumors. In Germany, for example, if it is within 3.5 centimeters in size, it's very difficult to operate in surgical operation. And in Germany, you do not go for the surgical operation. But in Japan, the doctors go for the surgical operation. And it's already difficult to begin with. Even if you can remove a part of the cancer, it is very difficult to survive. So there is a difference between Japan and Germany in making judgment calls for this type of the cancer of this size. In Germany, the doctors would not go for surgical operations. And rather, you can use 5 ALA, and using photodynamic therapy, you could bring cure to the brain tumors. And with the Munich University, we are going to work on this initiative. Now we have 36 patents held by SBI Pharmaceuticals alone. Various universities have been cooperating with us. And among those 36 patents, we obtained the 16 patents overseas as well. In the U.S., the prophylactic therapeutic agent for influenza virus infection, and this was with Tokushima University, and we obtained a patent in the U.S. as well. And I have a very high expectation for this one, and also for the external preparation for the skin, the skin application in the U.S. The atopy is also included. And of course, it takes a lot of time to commercialize the drugs. And currently, We are making efforts to make SBI Pharmaceuticals profitable, and we have must-have and nice-to-have items rigorously divided. We have been paying a lot of money for the joint researches and studies. An amount was considerable. So if it is not must-have item, if it is nice-to-have item, we will discontinue it, or we will not invest in anymore. For example, to make donations to the academic societies. If the business is running in the red, why do we need to make such kind of donation? We have not been engaged in lots of out-licensings, but we are ready to do that. And in several areas, for example, the malaria, the diabetes, the out-licensing to company A, and for PDD, for bladder cancer, to company B. And when that happens, within this fiscal year, SBI Pharmaceuticals will be completely a profitable company. So what would be the potential valuation of this company? If it is not a pharmaceutical area, then we can make our own guess. But we asked the Cotinian in Germany or the large audit firms to come up with evaluation of corporate value of SBI Pharmaceuticals, and they come up with the number of about 90 billion yen. It will soon be unicorn, I think. We would like to realize our plan absolutely. And as to ADA plus tau sugar down, and this product is with the function claims, there are 92 such products. And we are already ranked number 18, and the rank is rising. Among the launched 92 foods, we are ranked 18, and the rank is rising. And the number of drugstores exceeded 10,000, offering SBI ALA promo products. So we have been a financial company, and some people said that if we engage in the pharmaceutical business, we would be in the red forever. But in 2008, we started SBI Pharmaceuticals, and in 2013, we launched Alagrio, probably the shortest period since the inception. And we have been developing the business continuously. And this is not really about the management capability, but rather about the nature of the ALA promo, an excellent substance, allowing us to obtain 36 different patents. So as candidates for foods with function claims, for example, the helping relieve hangovers and fatigue, this is with Hiroshima University, and for improvement of menopause and fertility improvement with Juntendo University for fiscal year 2017, and to improve the excess capacity, Juntendo University, planned for fiscal year 2018, using the same substance. And it could be distributed as foods with function claims with many different areas. That's really an epoch-making. So the collaboration with Rise Up is being realized. And the other day, they changed the name from Kenko Corp to Rise Up Group, and I had the joint press conference with Mr. Seto, the president of Rise Up Group, and Professor Watanabe of Keio University, who wants to spread the fiber ALA globally, was also there. as well as the Managing Director, Senior Managing Director, Mr. Nagajima of SBI Pharmaceuticals, and we are going to launch new products for Rise Up. And within 3 years, we would like to achieve 70% awareness of five ALA, and that is the commitment of Mr. Seto. And also that they are committed to make the five ALA market 10 billion yen. So 70% the awareness is the same level as vitamin C product. Now, the three major midterm strategies of the group. These three things, I have been thinking about these three things day and night. One of them is to establish new fintech ecosystem by evolving a completed financial ecosystem. So 16 years have passed, and we have been building a globally unique internet-based financial conglomerate. And with synergy and the other mutual the evolution, each group company has grown significantly. I thought that I could be reassured with that success. But in the other financial sector, new technology, so-called fintech, has emerged. And the blockchain is the core technology for fintech. Other than that, we can use AI, or the analysis of big data is advancing, which can be used for financial area to reduce, for example, our non-performing loans, or to increase number of customers effectively. We have a big data office to work on big data on the company level, and we are seeing good results from that effort. But on our own, to develop new technology will be difficult. So then what can we do? And one of the solutions is SBI FinTech Fund. And investee companies, for example, they might have a good application software capability. And using such the capabilities, we'd like to evolve the current ecosystem based on fintech. We are going to change the current ecosystem to the one with fintech. That's a very big theme. So what can we do to start SBI FinTech Consortium? First, the realizing a virtuous cycle with financial service business by leveraging FinTech Fund in the asset management business sector. So the asset management business, financial service business, synergy between the two should be pursued, exploring not just finding, investing good fintech ventures, but also actively utilizing their technology. As a result, we can expand investee companies, the business, and realize high performance of the fund. And we are going to start up SBI FinTech Consortium. This picture shows some of the companies that we have not invested yet. We are going to invite those companies to set up SBI FinTech Consortium, and we already had the first meeting. And the second meeting, as I will mention later on, will involve the top class, the local financial institutions. So the question is how we make those local institutions use our technology. The third major is as follows. That is to promote alliance between consortium participating companies. Whether each one of them has their own endeavors, but FLIFO alone cannot monetize their technology, and AI, big data analysis, all together with banking function and in the form of transaction lending. That way, such fintech technology, the companies will benefit from such framework and SBI as well, and we can sell the technology to outside as well. We are going to draw an architecture and using the pipeline between us and local institutions, we distribute and sell the technology. So the fintech company's technology and our own ecosystem should be connected. And for that, we are going to jointly develop application software. That's the third one. And the fourth the measure is to further reduce the introductory cost through exporting fintech technologies with the cooperation of prominent overseas local partners of the SBI group. So when the cost is cut, our competitiveness that will be even more stronger, and that could be applied globally. And as I mentioned earlier, ours is the global standard in R3. Next, a stronger alliance with external financial institutions, including regional entities. And this is another focus of mine. The SBI group companies have already been cooperating with many domestic and overseas financial institutions, and we are going to continue to further strengthen the relationships and expand alliances. For example, the FinTech Fund, the over 30 companies, including 23 regional banks, this is for SBI Investment, SBI Securities, been cooperating with 7 companies, including 4 regional banks, for the market induction business, for the insurer, for the insurance companies, for service participant company. SBI Liquidity Market has been cooperating with 28 major domestic and overseas financial institutions. And for the PTS, Japan, SBI Japan Next, with 30 major securities companies, and Money Plaza with 6 regional banks. And for cloud service, SBI Business Solutions, cooperating with 19 companies, including 15 regional banks. And e-loan has been aligning with 76 companies, including 66 regional banks, for partner financial institutions. And Morningstar is cooperating with 60 companies, including 27 regional banks, for application introducing a financial institution. So there are so many examples of SBI Group companies cooperating with many domestic and overseas financial institutions, or in particular with domestic companies.
So we already have relationship with financial institutions. And these financial institutions face various challenges, especially related to reform of corporate governance and winding down of cross-shareholding and realignment or consolidation of mega bank-affiliated regional banks. And there is also Basel capital requirements for domestic banks. This leads to need for capital augmentation, and BOJ has announced and introduced negative interest rate, and regional banks and other institutions have to stabilize and improve their earnings capabilities. These are challenges faced by many financial institutions. With collaboration, through collaboration with SBI Group, we would like to offer solution to these financial institutions or provide support to these financial institutions. The possible solutions 1 through 4 are mentioned here. For example, SBI Money Plaza Alliance may be possible, and online dedicated branches within the regional financial institutions can be jointly operated, and hometown loan and hometown deposit can be distributed nationwide. In 2000, Suruga Bank SoftBank branch was established. This was an online dedicated branch for the first time in Japan. And from the first year, it was reporting profit. And soon after, Suruga Bank out of all of the branches of Suruga Bank, it was the highest performing branch. And with Mr. Okano, if this was made into an online dedicated bank as a form of joint venture, that was my proposal, but the answer was no. And in the end, with Sumishin, we have established 50-50 joint venture. So in a way, this was a validation test for me. And with those that still do not have online capabilities, or those with online capabilities but not sufficient capabilities, with such potential partners, with SBI Money Plaza branch, we would like to provide support. And next, SBI Money Plaza to establish joint venture with certain banks, for example, such and such bank and SBI Money Plaza Company Limited joint venture can be established, and in a franchise, fashion shops can be established, and Money Plaza can provide product offerings, the full range of product offerings from SBI Money Plaza. This is somewhat outdated. This is as of July 2015, but out of regional financial institutions, out of 105 regional banks, those that have dedicated online branches numbered only 43 banks. I'm sure it has increased since then, but they offer only limited product offerings. Even if they have dedicated online branches, or out of 105 regional banks, only 16 have securities subsidiaries, and there are only limited capabilities of online transaction from these subsidiary securities companies. Only a limited number of investment trust products are handled. SBI Securities handle more than 2,300 publicly placed investment funds, of which more than 1,000 are no-load investment trusts. These are both highest in number in Japan. And if through alliance with us, regional banks will be able to increase their product offerings. SBI Group ecosystem will augment the product lineup and competitiveness of regional financial institutions. Furthermore, through the new fund, to regional financial institutions, we are able to offer support in terms of improving their enterprise value. Regional financial institutions, regional bank value creation fund is what we plan to establish. This is a tentative name. At least 50 billion is to be the committed amount. Once the fund is established, then mega banks might wish to sell certain stocks, or amongst regional banks, there are cross-shareholding, and those can be unwound and sold to the fund, and fund will acquire such shares. With equity investment relationship, we are able to support value creation by regional banks. On average, net asset multiple is only 0.4 or lower, so right now is the chance. In a way, now is the opportune time. Regional banks, regional financial institutions, for them, the plan is to establish a value creation fund. Through these two funds, FinTech Fund and the tentatively named Regional Bank Value Creation Fund, we would like to adopt FinTech technologies in the form of packaged software, and in some cases, in collaboration with IT vendors such as IBM, we would like to offer such technological capabilities to regional financial institutions. By doing so, adoption costs of these technologies will be lowered for both SBI Group and regional banks. We have preparing to enter into such an agreement with IBM. I believe this is quite epoch-making. This can be epoch-making. Blockchain technology to be utilized by partner financial institutions with Mizuho, foreign exchange, and that was our international remittance. But for domestic exchange, such as account-to-account bank transfer, blockchain technology can be applied to reduce the fee to ensure competitive edge. aligned with SBI Group. With SBI Group's technology, blockchain technology, account-to-account transfer commission can be lowered. However, margin can be maintained. That is the mechanism we would like to build. Even now, for example, in case of account-to-account transfer to other banks for above 30,000 yen or more, or less than 30,000 yen, it is 576 for major commercial banks, whereas it's only 165 yen for SBI Sumishin Net Bank. And for transfer within the same bank, 260 yen is the fee that is charged by major banks, whereas it's only 51 yen for SBI Sumishin Net Bank. We would like to establish a fee structure that is somewhere in between for regional financial institutions. I believe this can be a breakthrough approach. We have to do something that is not tried by others. We have to try something that is not done by anyone else in order to survive and win. And thirdly, to enhance asset management capabilities of local financial institutions. In order to improve asset management capabilities, SBI Global Asset Management, which is an intermediate holding company, we have various parts below that intermediate holding company. Using these components, we would like to offer assistance to improve asset management capabilities of regional financial institutions. With overseas, we would like to provide opportunities to invest and lend overseas using our network. We have negative interest rate in Japan, but there is a high interest rate. For example, government bond yielding more than 10% in Sri Lanka, and 5 or 6% yield or return may be possible for FX trading as well. And the third component of the strategy is to realize intrinsic or potential corporate value at the annual general shareholding. I've discussed this in the report of the recent business status. This will be done through listing of some intermediate holding companies, and potential corporate value is not realized in the actual market valuation. In order to realize the potential corporate value, intermediate holding companies can be established, and the value can be realized. In particular, in the financial services, there are systems and large-scale capital expenditures that are required, and a large capital funding may be required. For those, SBI FinTech solution can be created, and under that umbrella, companies can be listed. And with that, 1 billion or more profit can be achieved. And for insurance business, in order to have leeway in business management under the Japanese legal system, insurance holding company might be considered. If there is more than 50% equity stake, there will be various constraints in business management and business operations, and we will not be able to diversify into other business operations. So from 1999, after the founding of the business, we have obtained proceeds and ensured growth of our group. However, TSC was negative about the parent subsidiary listing at the same time. However, in November 2015, Japan Post Group, a parent-child listing, was quite blatantly approved. And so we have decided to change our policy as well and are thinking of parent subsidiary listing. Since the founding of the group, 11 companies have taken public in the 16-year period. And this is up to 2012. So from 2000 to 2012, 12 companies were taken public, so almost one company per year. An intermediate holding company to be taken public, a la Hong Kong and SBI Capital Management, within the 3 years, we would like to bring them public. We have to make sure that we manage our tax issues effectively. SBI FinTech Solution listing. Through that, we would also like to be able to conduct mergers and acquisitions with outside players to realize value. and SBI Remit, SBI Social Lending, and other fintech-related technologies that will be brought under the umbrella of SBI Fintech Solutions and MoneyLook, and the big data analysis technology Elon Insweb can utilize, and all FX comparison. These will be able to enjoy synergy. And the listing of insurance holding company under insurance business law, we will have to list insurance holding company. Insurance holding company, we would like to apply for a license and obtain license, and would like to establish insurance holding company under which all of the insurance-related businesses will be brought under the umbrella and will take them listed. And not only will we list them, it will have to be below 50% stake by SBI Group. And in some cases, we might have equity investment by a potential partner insurance companies. I have spent the allotted time. I would like to conclude my presentation and would like to entertain questions.